think I'd rather eat the Macarena.
Narf!
Written and read by Fresney. Fandoms Glee and Pinky and the Brain. Summary. Brittany tried to do what she did every once a week night. Put on an episode of Fondue for Two. That was a little hard with the genetically enhanced animals trying to take over the world. Or the prom. Will no one think of the gummy worms and the chips? Maybe tomorrow. There's always tomorrow night.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Brittany lived with two cats. She also lived with two mice and a hamster. But they lived in her sister's room, and she wasn't allowed to go in there. There was a sign.
Brittany keeps out. She knows what she did. Elmira rules.
It was all spelled out there in glitter pen. So yeah, she lived with two cats, two mice, and a hamster. Plus her sister with her sign, and her mom and dad. She lifted Lord Tubington onto her lap and pushed her shoulders back so her chest would point at the camera. "Gee, Lord Tubington, what would you like to do tonight?" Lord Tubington purred under her petting. "That's right. It's time for Fondue for Two." She hadn't been expecting an answer. Lord Tubington was pretty easygoing, but she liked to give him the option to choose their topic, not like her sister, who had her own cable show, but never let anyone else make a suggestion. Precious Charity looked up from where she was reading Brittany's diary again. "Personally, I think what we should do is what I suggest every night. Try to take over the world. But sure, ask the cat that hasn't been genetically enhanced." She turned a page and hissed. "How many times do I have to tell you that the Sherbakoven was my idea?" Her tail knocked over one of Brittany's stuffed unicorns. "It was mine! Mine, mine, mine! Like everything else in this room is mine! Mine, mine, mine!" Brittany sighed. She didn't want to have this argument. Not again. Especially not on her show, because she already had a topic. Although she had come up with the words and the choreography for the Shermakoven, she'd even arranged for that flash mob at the mall. And let Precious drive, when she needed to make a getaway from the video store. Brittany stroked Lord Tubington. He'd never totaled her car. She held her chin up, because that was important, and said, "Tonight, we're going to talk about how we can do all we can to help the gummy worms live in peace with the chips." This was a topic that she'd really taken to heart, ever since they'd started learning about it in science. She waved her hands at the plate of mixed gummy worms and chips, living peacefully. It could happen, if the plates gave them a chance. The door to her room opened. Brain wrestled his boringly dressed mansuit through the door. He said, "I need the heating element in your hair dryer." Brittany shrugged, but Precious hissed. "That's my hair dryer. Everything in this room is mine, and you can keep your mousy hands off of them." Ha! Which was how yet another episode of Fondue for Two ended up with Precious grabbing the laser gun that she kept stashed in Mr. Snuggles' bouncy pouch and shooting at her sister's big-headed mouse. Then, like every other week, Brain's man suit reassembled into a bright purple and green. Brittany had helped Pinky pick out the colors. Tank. Meanwhile, Brittany tried to explain the long-standing feud between the gummy worms and the chips, which had tragically kept them apart. She hoped that her loyal viewers could hear her over the explosions, because this was important. After an hour, she signed off and went to get a glass of water. She took Lord Tubington with her, because he didn't need to be exposed to Brain's latest rant. Pinky poked his head out of her sister's room. He was clutching the bright green handkerchief she'd given him for his birthday. He whispered, "Fondue for two was really beautiful tonight." He blew his nose, "Just like space jelly. Narf!" She'd been hoping for exactly that reaction. She sniffed, "Thank you." She picked up Pinky, and they went to the kitchen to discuss the sad plight of the gummy worms and how they could help them better understand the chips. Because, well, the background explosions during the broadcast had made it hard for Pinky to hear. They reached the part about baking when Brittany's phone buzzed with a message. She swallowed and exchanged a wide-eyed look with Pinky, whose eyes filled with tears. She said, I can't look. Here, you look. She put the phone down where Pinky could see. He squealed and clapped his hands.
It's Santana. She wants you to help her take over the prom.
Oh, Brittany's heart beat like she was exchanging sweet girl kisses with Santana right then. Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Pinky? Pinky nodded.
Yes, but I don't know where we're going to find pants that are shiny enough.
Then he hit himself on the head as they said in unison, "The mall!"
Genius, of course. Why didn't I think of it before?
Brain climbed up on the counter.
The rigid social stratification, as exemplified by a high school senior prom, with its complex rituals and formal acceptance of an elected king and queen, makes it a perfect case study for taking over the world. My secret plan is to replace all the ballots with ballots that list my alternate identity, Albert Winkenstein, as the only choice.
Brilliant, Brain. Just one question.
Pinky scratched his left ear.
Where will we find enough balls to fit into the lots? That's a lot of balls.
Narf, said Brittany. She handed Brain a damp napkin, because one of his ears was still smoldering from his fight with Precious.
He used it to hit Pinky on the head, which hadn't been the idea.
You fools! Lightning flashed in the window behind Snowball, as he balanced on the back of a kitchen chair.
Only suffering and misery can come from trying to take over the prom. Do you think that I have not tried? The posters, the glitter, the themes. They laughed at my corsage. It was an overly socialized version of a Hieronymus Bosch painting. Ha!
Brain sneered and inhaled to rant. Let's have some cocoa. Brittany really couldn't afford for them to destroy the kitchen again.
Sour cocoa, said Pinky, with a little marshmallow hearts in it that we can melt.
Oh, Pinklet, what have I told you? The stars are far superior.
Brain pulled out the stars to heart's marshmallow chart.
Ha, you fools, clearly. It is the small blue moons that render the best results in cocoa.
Snowball pulled out his own chart, which did appear to have moons in the lead.
Of course. Make everyone else cocoa. Help everyone else's plan to take over the world. But does anyone want to listen to my plan to take over the world?
Precious clawed her way up the table and onto the shelves. She swished her tail.
You see this?
She arched her back.
You don't get to pet this.
Ha!
Brittany sighed. We'll put whiskey in yours. She made cocoa with Pinky's help, and the kitchen was not destroyed. Precious did get really drunk and insist on pole dancing to Corrupt by Carissa Noel. Lord Tubington did drink water out of the toilet. Santana sent her 3 texts, telling her that Brittany should help her take over the prom. Brittany texted, yes, of course she sent yes. She had a great idea for a dance called the Chamoriseum. The name was Pinky's idea. And if that didn't help Santana take over the prom, well, Brain would think of something. Tomorrow night.
The Linky and the Brain.